From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will continue his seventh message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua. This message, entitled Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future, was preached on New Year's Day of 1995, and in the course of the message there will be references to that occasion. Yet the biblical instruction set forth here is an encouragement for God's people at every point in their Christian lives. The text is Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, recording the preparations for the children of Israel to cross the Jordan and begin their conquest of Canaan. The people are to be preceded by the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant. And in the fourth verse, Joshua tells the nation, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." As Dr. Cairns has shown, there is here a note of obscurity, of the unknown. Yet there's also a note of opportunity. Israel had failed God miserably in the previous 40 years. Now new opportunities lay before them. Although they were facing danger and battles, the children of Israel were to make a discovery that is true for all the people of God. The future cannot confront us with anything new, with anything that the saints before us have not encountered. The truths about God and His Word will be just as reliable for us as they have been for all before us. Then the future may be unknown, but it is not uncertain. Israel did not know the way through Canaan, but God did, and He had promised to guide His people. Dr. Cairns will return to the message shortly, but first he speaks of the Christian's inestimable privilege of access to God.
I'm sure there have been times in your life when you've been facing some immediate problem, and you've thought, if I could only talk to my senator, if I could only talk to the president, if I could only get through to some person in a position of real power, if I could only get them to listen to me, I think I could have this resolved. But then you waken up to reality, and you find out if you try to contact your senator, normally you're talking to a staff member, normally your letter will go no further, or you'll get a reply that means nothing to him or to you. You certainly will find it very difficult to get into the White House. If you came to London and you wanted to get to see Her Majesty, you may get to the gates of Buckingham Palace and see whether the flag that shows she's in residence is flying or whether it's not, but you're not going to get inside. So getting access to the people who have the power is really very difficult for most of us. And even for those who can get it, they find that in the long run, it's boosted up a whole lot more than it deserves, because there are so many things that human power cannot have any effect upon. I mean, if you're dying of cancer, you may get to the president, you may get to the queen, you may get to the greatest doctors on earth, you may have the access that you want to all the places of power and prestige, but it'll not do you any good. At the end of the day, there are certain things that human power cannot affect. Now, when we come to the Word of God, we find a great truth. God's people always, at all times, in all places, under all circumstances, have immediate access to the seat of ultimate power. God rules in the kingdoms of men. He does His will in the heavens and in the earth. There is none can stay His hand or say unto Him, "What doest thou?" He is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. He is all-powerful, almighty. He is the God of glory. His throne rules every other throne. all things are subject to him, and he works all things according to the good pleasure of his own will. So to have access to that seat of power is the greatest privilege that we can have. And yet that is exactly what Christians have. In Romans chapter 5, verse 2, we are told we have access. In Ephesians chapter 3, this is repeated. We have boldness and confidence. How and why? Because we have access to him. Now, let me make you understand this. This means there is a way to God. There is a way into the presence of God. This is what makes prayer so powerful. Paul said to the Hebrews in chapter 4, verse 16, let us come boldly, or speaking freely, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There is one at the right hand of the Majesty on high, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world, became a man, united humanity to his eternal deity, and in his humanity deserved and merited a place in heaven by his perfect obedience unto death. He is at the right hand of God, the right hand of the Majesty on high, and he's there as our advocate, as our friend, as our intercessor, as our burden bearer, as our great high priest. Jesus Christ, the righteous, is at God's right hand for us. Through him, we have access to the throne of God. Peter said we should cast all our care on him because he cares for us. We know that he does all things well. He will give us grace for every burden, or he will remove the burden. He will either take the burden from off our shoulders or strengthen our shoulders to carry it. Either way, he will hear us. He will answer us. One of the great privileges of being a Christian is to be able to pray, to get through to God, to have access to the throne of God. Make sure, believer, that you do not treat this lightly, but that today you actually spend time exercising your royal prerogative of entering the presence of the King of Kings.
Thank you. Savior and my God. My name is written on his hands. My name is written on his heart. My life is hid with Christ alone. With Christ my Savior.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
As we stand at the gate of this year, I want this verse to grip our hearts. The gospel is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. First of all, in our own lives, it is the power of God in our lives. It is by the gospel that we live. It is by the faith of the gospel that we overcome. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. And it is gospel faith about which the apostle is writing. It is the power of God to motivate us to pray, to live holy lives, and to serve with diligence. But it is also the power of God to save sinners. Now there is one thing that we need to be concerned about as Christians. Right at the very beginning of the year, we need to be concerned about the matter of seeing sinners saved. We need to get beyond the mentality that the church is a cozy little club for Christians.
Now the church is made up solely of Christians in the truest sense. But yet the church is God's instrument in evangelism. We must as a church lament every week that we fail to see sinners saved. We must lament every sermon that fails to see sinners saved. We must lament every opportunity in our own lives that we let pass to reach sinners and see them saved. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And believing that, we must spread that gospel, preach that gospel. We must this year put the gospel to the test, and we will discover it is still the power of God. So we have an unknown future, but we can walk its paths with confidence. That leads me to make a second note in the text, and that is that our future is not uncertain because it is unknown. You see, something may be unknown to us and yet certain because it's absolutely known to the Lord. Everything that is unknown to us is known to Him. Everything that's uncertain to us is certain to Him. You see, Israel didn't know the way through Canaan, but the Lord did. I think of the many scriptures that speak to this in the lives of God's people. Our future known to God. Do you remember the words of Job in chapter 23 and verse 10? Job was in such darkness, he couldn't see a day in front of him. Job couldn't see 5 minutes in front of him. Job didn't understand the purpose of God. Maybe you're in that position this morning and you're asking what Job was asking. Why? 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 Why has the Lord allowed this? Why has the Lord done that? Why am I enduring this affliction? Why am I going through that trouble? Job was in trouble and he didn't know why. People came to tell him why. But for Job to believe his comforters, he would have to have been a liar. Their whole thesis was, you must be a hypocrite. If you hadn't been a hypocrite, then this wouldn't have happened to you. For bad things don't happen to good people. That was their whole thesis. And if Job had given in to them, as many times we tend to do, because we jump to the same conclusion, we say, well, it must be a punishment, it must be a judgment. And we start manufacturing things. In other words, we become, in a very spiritual sense, liars. But Job wouldn't do that. He said, what you're saying is untrue. But I still don't know why this is happening. I can't see my way. But then he said, in the 23rd chapter, which is one of the great chapters, not only of Job, but of the Bible, at least in some of the statements there, you'll find some of the greatest expressions that any Christian can ever make. And he says in verse 10, He knoweth the way that I take. He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The Lord knows my way. Isn't that the promise of the very first psalm? The first psalm is a psalm that falls into two parts. The blessed man and the ungodly man. The saved man and the lost man. And at the end of the psalm it says in verse 6, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, Again, the psalmist said in Psalm 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Now you're getting down to the fine details of life there. The psalmist deliberately speaks of the most insignificant things that a person can do. You know when I sit down. You know when I stand up. You know when I go out. You know when I come in. You know every detail about me. The very same idea as the Lord Jesus inculcated when he said, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. What a comfort this is, that our way is not uncertain just because we don't know it. The psalmist again said in the 142nd Psalm, verse 3, when my spirit is overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. Let it sink in this morning. You may be here in great perplexity. You may be here with a great sense of foreboding. You may be here with questions, and they have bred doubts and fears, distress, and despair. You may even have been brought to the place where you think, there's no hope for me. I've entered this year under such a cloud. There's no hope for me. Listen. When my spirit is overwhelmed, the Lord knows my path. And the one who knows the path guides his people all the way. We look at this passage we read this morning. The ark went out before Israel. Up until now it had been the pillar of fire and cloud. But now it's the ark that goes out before Israel. And the Lord tells these people, when the ark moves, you follow. The Lord guides through the untrodden paths. I love the words of David in Psalm 32 and 8. This is the psalm, or one of the psalms, that David prayed, I believe, after his great sin and shame with Bathsheba. David lifted up his heart to God. He confessed, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. When I failed to confess my sin, when I kept silent about my sin, then everything in me dried up. You know, that's the experience of every Christian. If you can live happily with unconfessed sin, if you can live and flourish while you've not any real communion with God, you have the infallible proof that you've never been born again. But oh, if unconfessed sin is like a roaring in your bones, it's a dullness in your body, it's a dryness in your soul, takes the joy out of life, the peace out of life. Takes away the desire for life even. Then thank God you're standing where David stood. David said, I will confess my sin. He called on the Lord. And listen to what the Lord's answer was as he forgave him. I will instruct thee. I will teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. We stand at the beginning of a year, an unknown future, but a God who knows the way. And we can say again with David, this God is our God. He will be our guide, even unto death. He guides us all the way.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.